الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Martyr Soleimani will live on forever and his enemies will disappear in history's dustbin. January 5th, 2022.
امروز هم مستکبران از نام او وحشت دارن، از یاد او وحشت دارن. ببینید تو فضای مجازی اطلاع دارید حد بیشتر از من لابد که چه برخوردی دارن با اسم او میکنن.
Today too, the arrogant powers are intimidated by the name and memory of Shahid Qasem Soleimani. Notice how they are treating his name on the internet. You probably have more information than me in this regard. This is another alert, and even more of a signal for us and for the officials in charge of matters related to the internet in the country, for them to understand what they should do in order to prevent the enemy from doing whatever he wants on the internet, wherever he wants. Well, the internet which exists in the world today is in the hands of the arrogant powers. They are even afraid of his name, and they are terrified of there being more people like him. This is what a role model is. They are afraid more people will be like him.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
اون شهید سلیمانی موندنی است، تا ابد زنده است. اونایی که او رو شهید کردن، ترامپ و امثال او، جاشون زباله‌دان تاریخه.
In any case, Shahid Soleimani is eternal and will live on forever. Those who martyred him, Trump and the likes, belong to the dustbin of history. They will be among the forgotten ones in the trash can of history. But he will live on forever. A martyr is like this. His enemies will disappear, but of course, after having received retribution in this world for their crime, inshallah. I hope all of you, his honourable family, his friends and colleagues, and Mr. Qa'ani, who is working and moving forward very well, praise God, will follow and move forward on this path, inshallah. God the Exalted has promised victory to us. Allah indeed defends those who have faith. The Holy Qur'an, Surah 22, verse 38. He has promised to defend those who believe. Well, we are moving on the path of the divine will and divine goals. And the nation is working for Islam. This is the promise of defense. There is another promise about assistance. Allah will surely help those who help his cause. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. The Holy Quran, Surah 22, verse 40. And in another verse it stated, if you help Allah, he will help you and make your feet steady. The Holy Quran, Surah 47, verse 7. I hope that all of you will be successful, inshallah. The activities that this woman spoke about, Zainab Soleimani, the daughter of Martyr Soleimani, are good activities. I hope all these activities will continue in the best way, inshallah. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong.